90s.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz, and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock. And get out on the water.
Good morning, CK.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Man, I'm doing well. I'm fired up. Got a big week ahead. Miss Arkansas starts this
week. Oh, that's
right. Starts tomorrow.
Have they started coming into
town?
They're
in. Yeah, they're in. They have arrived.
So they're at where? Where are they?
They are going to be at Robinson Center this week. Is going to be where all the festivities are going to take place.
Do they stay
Robinson
at a
Performance Hall?
Do they stay at a hotel?
They stay at the hotels downtown. Yeah,
okay,
there's a couple down there.
Gotcha.
Our shout out to our friends at the Double Tree, who hosts Touchdown Club. Yeah, they got a lot going on down there, which we got to get together about in the next couple weeks.
Yeah,
by the way,
we do.
The season is here.
So it's Saturday. Do you have something
Saturday night?
Every night?
Yes, except Friday night and tonight. Man. Not tonight either. Tonight they have.
Hope they pay you well.
Look, they are a wonderful organization. I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Glad to have you here. Sponsored by Trader Bills. Let's hit some messages real quick there, Raj. Let's see here. Check out the Knicks prices. Yeah, I hear the Knicks game tonight. The prices
more expensive than any Super Bowl ticket, apparently.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
I haven't seen the price. I thought it was like 9,000 or something.
Yeah, four figures to five, you know, anywhere from, you know, low thousands to five figures.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, they have not played in a playoff game since 99. They haven't won one since 73, had won a playoff series, right?
I do wonder how much these are skewed because people on secondary markets will post ridiculous prices
and not get it.
They'll do it just to post it, but it's obviously it's so far above and beyond. I've seen it even hockey playoff game prices where you go, that doesn't even make sense, but they'll post it just to try and see if
it's like we're
going to
turn
yeah.
the NBA finals into the Super Bowl where it's just a corporate event where only the elite of the elite can go.
Yeah,
here's another from the 870. Tell Terry Bradshaw, please. A hog truck is here at gate 6 at Sealer Stadium delivering a new elevator for Award Rodgers. For Aaron Rodgers, the Mushroom QB. I don't wonder what we're delivering there. We'll have to check that out. Someone says The Giant is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah,
is
great
it,
movie.
Is it The or
is
Giant?
You talking about Giant? Yeah, just giant. Like yeah. Rock Hudson? And, yeah. Yeah.
Lady, if it's from Jake, Lady Marmalade is a song, Baz. I was saying Moulin Rouge, but that's the song. Got a lot of folks, Rebecca, Chris, others. Marty saying L.A., good morning. Move it, move it, move it. We love that. All the surrounding watch parties have been canceled. Is that because of the president's attendance?
Yes,
is that right?
They are not allowing people to watch the game outside of the arena, which kind of sucks because that's part of the environment at New York.
I guess if he's close enough, that's too bad. Let's see here. Roger, you need to get that clip from the electric company that says, hey, you guys.
I know it well. No, they Do scream you? It. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I remember that show. That's the first time I ever saw Morgan Freeman.
And he said, what does he say?
Now, he doesn't say it. One of the characters, they scream, hey, guys!
Okay, all right. I think I sort of remember. Somebody says, Roger's saying, quote, was your Easter basket wicket? He goes, this caller says, I'm
wicked,
dead.
Wicked, wicker.
No, he says, was your Easter basket wicker? I'm dead. I did not have that. I can't. You know what? I don't know. Mother, if you're listening, I need to get the picture of me as the Easter Bunny.
It may have been a knockoff, and they may have used straw.
We were talking before the break. We were teasing it about the Chicago Bears, you know, moving to Gary, Indiana.
Yeah.
And I heard the folks on before us, the national show, really complaining because they were comparing it like the New Jersey. You know, New York teams have to go to New Jersey. It's a bad experience. And if I'm a Chicago Bear hardcore fan, I'm disappointed. And it's not that it's 30 minutes. Still, now I'll give the example of it. Dallas Cowboys. You're in Arlington, which is
absolutely.
What 20 minutes.
Yeah,
30 minutes from
with
Dallas.
Traffic.
Yeah.
With traffic,
yeah,
probably longer.
49ers aren't in San Francisco.
Yeah, so there are examples. It is sad that
a lot of precedent to this.
It's sad that you can't be in the city that you're named after. You know, that's
real
too
estate.
Bad.
It's too high.
What's that?
I mean, real estate. I mean,
they've
got
a stadium.
Stadium rights.
Is it too small? Is it too cold? Is that the deal? They don't
too
do the
old.
Dome?
I think.
Yeah,
I would think tear that. They're making billions. Tear that sucker down and build another one.
Look at KC.
They don't want to tear down Soldier Field, I don't think.
No. But what are they going to do with it now? Soccer?
I think they're using it for soccer.
It's not a great model for fans, but Jacksonville is remodeling theirs. It's old as well. They're not tearing it down. They're remodeling it.
You can't tell me they can't come up with the size to do that.
They're going to downsize the attendance this year, which, you know, yeah, jokes included for Jacksonville, to like 50,000. Next year they're playing in Orlando, and then they'll come back in 2020.
Well, here's the thing. Would you please look up – how old is Soldier Stadium? What would you say, 40s?
Soldier Field?
Or so, 40, yeah.
Say yeah, 40? 30s or 40s.
Okay. Well, Basil just got back from
102.
Yeah, Europe, exactly.
Where there are 4,000-year-old buildings that are hanging around. Now, granted, they don't have plumbing, or they don't need to run any new conduit, but still, KC's working. You see what they do? It's so iconic.
That's a good one. Now, aren't the Chiefs moving?
The Chiefs.
Chiefs are moving.
Yeah.
Oh, they are?
They are.
When did that happen?
It just happened about a month ago.
Yeah, okay. It was just announced.
So where are they going to?
102, by
Kansas,
the way.
Or they're going to the Missouri side of Kansas City, right?
Right. That's a great example.
Oh, my gosh, that's right. No, my thought was that they're still using Arrowhead, but I guess it's coming.
They just now have that welcome to the NFL.
They're going to the Kansas side. They're currently on the Missouri side.
Yes, a $3 billion domed stadium.
Yeah, see, boo! Yeah. Nobody can boo!
You know what, they won a Super Bowl.
The current lease at Arrowhead expires in January 2031. Franchise slated to officially open the new stadium in the 2031 season.
Listen, I get the money part of it, but you know, it's such so cool. Roger, we've been to the Chiefs Stadium and the atmosphere and cold and all the things. I mean, that's why
The
Bills are going to be inside now, too.
I know. No, are they?
Yeah, I think so.
Is there a retractable?
Yeah.
I was thinking there's one.
I think the new Bills stadium is going to – here, I'll double check right now.
See, but, I think that if you make it where it's retractable, open that sucker up, man. Come on.
Yeah, well.
Look at the Coliseum.
The Bills one's definitely going to have a roof. I don't know.
Well, for all you Chiefs fans, Ricky Thomas, Joe Klein, Rebecca, how do you like it to be – your stadium is being called the house Taylor Swift built?
Now hold on, it's saying there may be an opening at the Bills Stadium.
Well, I've seen pictures of it where I thought it was open. It didn't even look like a dorm.
Well, they're trying to cover at least the seats, because the seats, like clearing of the seats over there, has always been a challenge when they get feet of
sure.
snow.
From our Facebook page today, Teresa is very humid outside. It is. I'm telling you what, boys, it's going to get hot this week. Did you see it? Did you see the numbers? Mid 90s. So I don't. Doesn't bother me too bad. The other thing, I see Jerry here. When we were over with the Bath Fitter crew over at Hot Springs running in the bathtub races, we went ahead and shared our new show theme. Our new show, is it motto or what? Creed?
Creed.
Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor.
And so that is from, have you seen it? It says from the movie
Gladiator. I'm sure Chris Kane has saw Gladiator.
Yeah.
So what we do when we say, I'll say Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor.
That's how it works.
That's how you know.
If you look at the movie, that's it. Did y'all see it? It clearly goes 1, 2, 3. And Russell Crowe came up with this line, ad-libbed it, because in his school, they had something similar. And he says, I'm going to change it, and we're going to do it. We're going to put it in there. And then those guys from Bath are like, Strength and Honor! It's okay, well, all right, we're in.
The opening scene of that movie.
The fight
still gives
me
chills.
That's when it happened.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just watch that every now and then just to watch those.
And then what is
it's the Saving Private Ryan of its era.
What does he say when he, after he says Strength and Honor, what does he say? Remember, I put it on the back end of that clip. Unleash Hell.
Yes, yeah.
Unleash Hell.
That was enough that I got Strength and Honor. And then we did Bath Fitter, that's the way. A new tub of shower in just one day.
See, I love this show because it's morphed into this, not just a cult of personality, but it's more of just a cult now. You have different things you say to each other. You have, you know, what's it called, the bro call? See, it's morphing into what was a cult of personality to an actual cult with a leader and sayings and secret code words now.
We'll be walking somewhere and somebody go, beep, or somebody will go, Strength and Honor.
Strength and Honor.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
You see? All these different code words now.
Right there on the shirt.
There it is right there.
We've got to get that. We've got to get take off our British friend saying Los Angeles.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopig suey! Los Angeles!
So happy.
Who was that?
So
he was
happy.
A tour guide of the Tower of London, which was a prison for 1,000 years where they cut off people's head. I think the king, which king was
King Henry's wives were killed there.
Yeah, that's where they chopped
their heads. Guess what? And they never thought about moving that tower across.
See, I love that.
The other exciting sport over the weekend, listen, I'm not a hockey fan, but it cannot get any better. If you don't like hockey and you've watched the last two games, they play the third one, right, tonight?
They already did.
No, it's tomorrow night.
The fourth game will be tomorrow
night. So what were the scores of the first three that were you
had? It was like 3-2.
Oh, no. First one I thought was 5-4, was it not? Was that the second one?
Yeah.
Was it
5-4? You're right.
I thought the first one was 5-4. I thought, wow. What? And then they came the second one.
5-4, 4-3.
4-3, yeah.
And then what was the last?
5-4.
5-4.
Wow.
They scored.
It's the most, right? Most goals in three games?
Well, it's really, it's how it's happened, too. Not close games.
Like three in like the 60 seconds.
Yeah, so Vegas went on a run of goals in the first half of the game. They won up 4-0.
It was the fastest hat trick in Stanley Cup history.
And then... Yeah. Carolina scored four goals in the third period in a 20-minute span. They scored four goals to tie, including one with a minute 42 left in the game. Forced double overtime. And then in double overtime, defenseman shoots it off the side of the boards. It bounced back in front of the net. The goalie tried to adjust, and it goes off the back of his skate into the net to score. I mean, just the most fluky goal in double overtime. Everyone's exhausted and ends up going in for a 2-1 go-ahead victory.
If hockey was like that all the time, I would be a fan. But you don't get that. I'm telling you, what you're seeing is so unique.
Yeah.
The ones I've watched, 1-0, 1-0, 2-0. That's it. I'm not watching a 2-0 game.
You went a few
game.
Years
like
ago, didn't you? But that was a few years ago.
Yeah, listen.
Scoring's up.
Whatever reason. And that the three in like 60 seconds or 90 seconds, whatever it was, by one dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. No. So tonight is game or tomorrow? Tonight?
Tomorrow's game four, I believe.
Okay.
Right? Yes, it's tomorrow because game three of the NBA Finals is tonight.
So you got NBA tonight. You got hockey Tuesday night. And then you got College World Series beginning. Is that Thursday or Friday?
I'm just appreciative that they separate them. That the NBA and NHL, you know, it's not like the NFL
NFL's like, we're going to do
what
we want to do.
NFL just does whatever they want, which, you know, they kind of can. But the NHL and the NBA have done a good job of ping-ponging these back and forth to allow sports fans
agreement.
Yeah. Think of the disadvantage for Oklahoma and Kansas and Texas and Oregon
having
to play again today. And, of course, you know, we mentioned earlier, congratulations to the Trojans. Not the weekend you wanted to have, but that's okay. I mean, just to get there.
Troy's
a great
on
story.
Fire, too. Yeah, I mean, man, that was they were.
Listen, it's the first team in World Series history to have lost 30 games and made it to the college. They lost 30 games and they're making it to the College World Series. That's remarkable.
There was
lost 30 games? Say that again.
Troy from Alabama.
Wow.
Phil and Akre had on someone from Troy last week, and he was talking about what they did and how they just missed the college baseball playoffs last year because their schedule wasn't strong enough. So they upped their RPI was so strong this year, which is why they lost so many games.
They played like 8 or 10 SEC teams. I mean games.
They made a point to say, okay, our schedule's not strong enough. We'll show you. And that's why they lost a lot of games, but they were respected for playing the schedule and got in.
And the Trojans here in Little Rock played Arkansas in a midweek game, played Ole Miss in a midweek game. Not as many times as Troy had played then. I think Troy played Georgia twice. And how about Georgia? Good Lord. I mean, those games were like the hockey games. I mean, really entertaining. So, but congrats to Chris Curry and his Trojans, and we'll get him on. We'll let him come back and relax a little bit. Then we'll get him on the show. Zach Gillum coming up a little bit later. We'll find out. You know, now we almost sort of Rog have to turn the page. Summertime. We're gonna have some fun summer stuff. But you start talking a little bit about football officially.
For our summertime we're going to the man caves.
That's right. It's starting with the man caves. All right, don't go away. Great to have Chris Kane in here, sponsored by Trader Bills. His big week is this week. Next Monday, we're going to have Miss Arkansas in studio, a tradition we've had here for probably 20 years.
So. Summertime start. I think first day of summer is Father's Day this year.
What day is that?
Is that in a couple of weeks?
That's not this Sunday, but next Sunday, right? Okay.
June 21st.
Hey, Chris Kane, strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Boom.